Okay, semifinals, Masked Singer. We are unveiling two people. We're getting those masks off, and we're gonna fucking find out who you are.
We're getting the tea.
We're getting hashtag tea. We're ripping your face off and finding out who you are.
I would like to say my favorite thing about this entire episode was Monster's costume. They put him in a suit and tie, and they combed his hair. Like, they parted it and everything. The hair on the costume.
I know, it's so great.
If you haven't seen it, please just go and try and find a picture, because it was truly beautiful.
Whoever on the production team decided to, whoever made this costume and then decided to style it this way, like, I'm sure that they thought about this in the future. They were just like, all right, if we do the costume like this, we can do random stuff where we can style it.
Yeah. I just think it's funny because they literally haven't done anything to any other costume to change it at all. But Monster, they're just having a grand time with. He's different every week.
I know. It's so great. I'm so glad that they decided to do that with him. So this week, we only had 5 performers, but 2 of them are going home. So we had Peacock, Monster, Lion, Rabbit, and Bee. And let's see, Peacock sang Let's Go by Calvin Harris and Neo.
I literally don't remember any of this performance.
It wasn't all that great. It was weird. It was a weird choice, honestly, but, you know, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Again, I feel like every time when Peacock performs, it's not bad, but it's not great.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then Monster sang Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
And everyone cried.
Yes, the audience was so moved. I wasn't moved, not even a tiddly bit.
No. Well, I think it's also because it's like, I think people just hear Sam Smith and break into tears in general. So I'm like, I mean, it was a good performance of that song, not gonna lie. Like, it was good, but it's like, I honestly do not understand why everyone's crying.
He's just the male version of Adele, so like, you sing Stay With Me, which is basically like the male version of a... Someone Like You.
Oh my god.
Where people just burst into tears because it elicits an emotional response.
I guess.
They just think back to their own lives and how traumatic they've been and then just start crying. So I'm like, was it the song or was it like the lyrical content that really just gotcha?
Oh my god. Well, in this episode, they also had Keenan, I forgot his last name.
Thompson.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson as a judge. On it, and at one point he said, I've had no idea what's been happening this entire time, and honestly, that's the biggest mood for me watching this show.
Exactly. Like, it's been very whatever's happening is happening.
Yeah. But he said all of his guesses with like, oh, obviously it's this person. With like, so much confidence. I'm like, I just want him to be right. I want all of his guesses to be right.
So bad. Because he only came on the one time, I think. I don't know if he's coming back next week, but...
He was fun.
Yeah. Besides Joel McHale, he's been, like...
Joel McHale is still my favorite.
Yeah. But I too, would love if he would just... His guesses were, like, 100% spot on. Because that would be so funny.
Yeah.
Lion came out and sang Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I still think it's Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I don't know if... every time they do this goddamn clue package...
Yeah.
They try and throw me off, and I'm like...
And it works every time.
Yeah, because once they do the clue package, I'm just like, Kelly Rowland, question mark?
Well, you keep saying Katy Perry the same way. I'm like, alias Paris Hilton. Like, is it that it actually makes sense or that I just truly want it to happen? And, like, there are a few things that make sense.
Yeah. I just think that if it is Katy Perry, it would be a great move for her career to do something as whimsical as this.
It's true.
Also, it'd fit her brand a little bit.
Yeah. I could see it.
But, you know, whatever. I still think Peacock is Weird Al. Yeah. He also, like, confirmed it a little bit, where he told Robin Thicke that he sang. He was like, oh,
on my last album, like, Blurred Lines was a huge influence or something like that.
Yeah, and then Robin Thicke was like, it's no one who we thought it was. And he's like, Weird Al did a parody of Blurred Lines and put it on one of his albums a couple years ago. And I'm like, okay. So it is Weird Al, right? Hashtag confirmed. Robin Thicke just hashtag confirmed it for me.
He's been right about a few things, so.
It's true. He has been fairly.
It's really his only usefulness as a judge.
Yeah. It's just knowing random musicians.
Yep.
Monster, still have no clue. Mm-mm. People have been saying it's T-Pain. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
I don't know T-Pain like that, so.
Me either. But the thing is I have been, like, leaning towards it probably is T-Pain just because, like,
I mean, it does make sense.
Well, in his clue package, he said, like, he got ridiculed for being similar to a ringtone, sounding like a ringtone. And I'm like...
That's funny.
And I just remember, like, years back when T-Pain was, like, big, there was an actual app that you could T-Painify your voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and they sold a microphone, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
We all collectively laughed at T-Pain.
It's true.
Shame on us. Anyway. So Rabbit came out and sang My Girl.
Yeah.
By the Temptations. And Nicole Schlesinger decided to rip him a new asshole.
Oh my god, she really came for his life. Which is so funny because all the judges are never critical on this show. And then this one, she decided to just come for Rabbit.
Yeah, she was just like, I actually don't think it was as strong. It's not my favorite performance you've done. It wasn't that strong. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, suddenly she thinks she's Simon Cowell.
All the audience looked shook. They were all just staring at her with a look of, like, they just all looked so offended. Like, she had said it directly to them.
I was genuinely offended, too. I was just like, bitch, this is not what this show is about.
No.
This show is about trying to figure out who someone is, not, oh, we're going to critique your performance.
Right. And like, if so, you should have done that with Unicorn, not waited until now.
Exactly. I'm just like, girl, you, are, like, I'm going to just say this. Nicole Schlesinger is a nobody. Like, it's she's, true. Like, fairly a nobody. She's only recognizable as the leader of the Pussycat Dolls, who don't even exist anymore, basically.
Yeah.
And other than her being on this show, what was she doing? They had to, like, dig her ass up. So I'm like, don't be trying to come for nobody when you are technically a nobody.
Yeah, really.
It's like, let's not
take shots. So many of these people are so much more famous than them. I'm like, how does that feel?
Exactly. They're all like, oh, you're blah, blah. It's just like, no, don't try and come for me. You are no one.
Yeah.
And then after, like, they were saying all these things about, like, how, like, in the clue package, like, what Rabbit has, like, does or has done. And I'm just like, that sounds like he's done way more shit than you, Nicole Schlesinger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just very offended by that. I was offended on his behalf.
It was really rude.
It was. And then B came out and sang, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Yeah.
Again, older black lady.
You, my baby.
My current guest is Gladys Knight.
Oh, no, she is.
She's an older singer from, like, way back.
Okay.
It was my mom's
guess. It's very possible that, like, if I heard the music, I'd be like, I know who this is. But, like, names.
Yeah, like, do you know that song, Midnight Train?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she sings that song.
Oh, okay.
That makes Gladys sense. Knight and the Pips.
Got it.
So, like, Gladys Knight was my mom's guess, and when she said it, I was just like, oh, that's actually a really good guess. Mm-hmm. So after she said that, that's all I can hear in my head.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, one of the judges also guessed that, too, so it, at this point, it could be right. Mm-hmm. Two people went home this week who were, in a shocking twist, in a shocking turn of events,
yes.
Lion and Rabbit.
No one saw Lion coming.
No one saw her going home.
Everyone just wanted to see who the bitch was.
That's what it was. I'm like, I think people voted for her to go home because they wanted to know who she was so bad they couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Which, like, honestly, mood.
Yeah.
Like, me with Alien last week, I'm like, I don't care how well they do, send them home.
Send them home, I want to know who this is.
Yeah.
And then we find out one of them is, like, Sanjaya from, like, American Idol years ago. That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
But Lion was revealed to be Rumor Willis, who I did not see coming.
She took that mask off, turned around, the audience gasped as they do, and I literally just yelled out, I'm like, who is that? And I still, even after getting explanations, I'm like, I still don't know who the hell this is. And then, like, I understand now that it's Bruce Willis's daughter.
Yes. Him and Demi Moore's daughter.
But in terms of her actual career, nothing. I got nothing. I've never heard of her, never seen her face. I was telling Chad, I'm like, I am like, I'm playing this game backwards where it's like they unmask them and then I'm trying to figure out who the hell they are. Like, I have a name, a face, I still don't know.
Well, at least Wikipedia exists, so you can get like a quick rundown.
It's true.
I mean, she's done like a few acting things, but she's not like huge, huge.
Yeah.
Like they
when they were like, oh, she does like a lot of Broadway, I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I am not a Broadway ho. I don't know. I know the guy from Hamilton. I know his name.
I'm blanking. Lin-Manuel.
Yeah, yeah. I know him.
Miranda. There
we because go. Everyone shits themselves over him. So he's
they
the only...
They really do.
He's the only Broadway person I know. I don't know anyone else.
Like, they truly, like, shit themselves about him. Like,
it's
I
true.
Swear, there's so many people I know who are like, oh my god, Lin-Manuel Miranda! And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. But I also, I mean, most people I know are like that about Hamilton, and I'm like, okay.
Exactly. Once so. Maybe I'll be like that once it becomes a movie, but, you know, up until then.
Same, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And Rabbit went home, and he was revealed to not be Nick Lachey, but Joey Fatone.
He sure is. Apparently he owns a hot dog restaurant called Fat Ones, which was news to me.
It's funny because the judges kept saying that. They're like, I think it might be Joey Fatone. He owns a restaurant. He owns a hot dog restaurant.
I didn't miss that part.
What's funny is I'm just like, what exactly is a hot dog restaurant?
I'm assuming a place you buy hot dogs.
And that's it, I guess? Why hot dogs specifically? It seems like a very weird thing to sell specifically.
Maybe he just really wanted to make a joke with his last name, Fat Ones.
So you got me there.
Yeah, which I thought was entertaining, since I know for a while there was, like, a joke going around where, like, oh, you can keep track of which one is Joey Fatone because he's the fat one. And I'm like, wow.
And now we're all just like, wow, these are all really sad and offensive jokes.
It's true. Well, it's very much that, like, oh, in middle school, like, that's the joke. And, yeah. You know, middle schoolers aren't known for being gentle, so.
Kids can be cruel.
It's true. Kids are cruel.
But, you know. It was Joey Fatone, and no one's, well, some of the judges saw it coming, and I leaned towards that somewhere towards the beginning, but then I completely changed my mind and decided it was Nick Lachey later on.
It'd be like that.
And now I'm wrong, so I have less wins, but I have more than Catherine, definitely more than Catherine.
Do I have any?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I at least have one, maybe two.
I mean, look, for me, if I know who the hell they are when they take the mask off, I consider that a win. So, when Joey Fatone took off the mask, the second the mask was off, I'm like, I was able to recognize that is Joey Fatone. So, I was proud of that.
And you should be.
It's the little things.
At least you knew who that was.
Exactly. It's the little things. So.
Yeah. So, next week is the finale. We're unmasking everyone. We're going to figure out who everyone is. And I'm so excited.
So hype.
I can't wait to figure out who all these fuckers are. Because I really
aggressive.
I just really want to know if I'm right about Peacock being Weird Al.
Yeah.
It's either Weird Al or, like, Donny Osmond. But, you know, I'm leaning more towards Weird Al. Monster, yeah. Who knows? It's probably T-Pain, because that sounds about right. Especially with the clues we're getting towards the end.
I hope it is, because I, like, wanna be shooketh that, oh, damn, T-Pain can, like, really sing, though.
The funny thing is I saw a video of him not too long ago. I think it was, like, last year. And it was just, like, him singing without, like, that auto-tune-y type shit. And he was, like, really good.
Yeah, I've never heard it, so.
Ah. Well, he's, from what I remember, he's a very good singer. So... We'll see on the finale of The Masked Singer. Who is that?
I hate that you just did that. I hate it.
As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Gucci.
Gucci.